Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
Here's Stephen A. Smith. I mean, this guy never does load management. He doesn't take days off.
No.
He's our iron horse, and he joins us now. Stephen, how you doing?
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing, man?
Doing great. Absolutely great. You know, we were just talking about Jackie Robinson, and my contention has always been, Stephen, he didn't just break the color barrier. What he did was important in the history of this nation. What's your take on Jackie?
Well, I mean, I think that when you think about the Martin Luther King of the world, you think about the Malcolm X of the world and others, Jackie Robinson is in that conversation. I mean, in terms of his impact, what he's meant to American society as a whole, but specifically the black community. You just can't put into words how significant he was. And, you know, I talked about this on First Take this morning. What really, really moves you is knowing ahead of time the kind of things that he was going to have to do and ultimately integrating the sport of Major League Baseball. And to be willing to do so anyway, to be willing to take on that challenge, not just for himself, but for a community of people that were disenfranchised in this country. You just can't say enough about what he was able to do, what he was willing to do, and how special he should be to all of us as we move forward.
And also we should acknowledge Rachel, too. His wife went through it every step of the way. She had to sit in those stands, sometimes segregated from the rest of the paying customers there, and she was also, you know, pregnant when he was in the minor leagues. And boy, she, what a wonderful woman she is, still with us today. And she went through it with Jackie every step of the way.
Well, I've often said this, you know, I mean, we joke around or we just say it tongue in cheek. Behind the greatness of every man is a great woman, but the reality of the situation is that, you know, the best of us, no matter how great we may be as men. My opinion is I've always been about the fact that you'll never truly know your true potential until you have that woman by your side. And, you know, I was raised by my mother, my four older sisters, and the kind of impact that they've had on my life, showing me what a strong woman is all about, a woman with high integrity, that's incredibly supportive, that stands there by your side, fighting that fight every single day. You can't place a value on them. You can't even measure it because it's immeasurable. And that's certainly Rachel Robinson. When you think about all the things that Jackie Robinson went through and the fact that he met this lady at UCLA while he was a freshman and ultimately was married to her for so many years, and to endure what he had to do and to come home to what he had to, because you know what he brought home with him, because we heard about it later. Well, she was front and center. She was right there for him every step of the way. And it just speaks to her resiliency and how special she is, which is a reason why you still see her and you still talk about her today, because you speak about her with reverence, the reverence that she deserves.
Steven, now, one quick thing. It's Jackie Robinson Day. That's why we're talking about Jackie Robinson. And we should not forget what Larry Doby did. He went through the same things just a little bit while after Jackie did. But because Jackie was first, yep, he gets a lot of the love. But Larry Doby also has to be honored as well.
Absolutely. You know, about nearly 3 months later, Larry Doby came along. But you know what? There were people that preceded Jackie and Larry that were fighting that fight that weren't allowed to enter Major League Baseball. There were so many names that came before them that just didn't receive the opportunity. And they were emblematic, of the fight that Jackie Robinson had to take on. His temperament may have been a bit different, which Branch Rickey obviously articulated at several junctures in the past, where Jackie Robinson had to have the temperament to tolerate the inevitable, while some of those other guys clearly would not have. And as a result, they weren't the ones picked to integrate Major League Baseball. But clearly, you know, obviously Jackie Robinson is incredibly valuable, along with Larry Doby, but there are others who preceded them that never got those opportunities. And unfortunately, they didn't get it because of how uncivil, how racist, how prejudiced our society was, and how they were stigmatized because of it. They were denied opportunities that they were well-deserving of.
So, Stephen, does it annoy you at all when you hear, we announced here an hour or two ago that Aaron Judge is going to be sitting for what feels like no reason on, of all days, Jackie Robinson Day today?
Yeah, it does. But for a different reason. I mean, if it wasn't Jackie Robinson Day and we were, and Aaron Judge was still sitting for no apparent health reason or whatever, I would still be annoyed. But that's because I'm covering the NBA, and I'm just waiting for a player to officially announce. I'm skipping today's game because my fingernail hurts. That's what I'm waiting for. I'm waiting for something that flagrant, because that's how it seems. It's utterly ridiculous how these guys continue to miss games. And it's going to be really interesting to see the collective bargaining negotiations that take place in the future in most sports if this kind of nonsense continues. You've got people who are not working and are not fulfilling the obligations of their contract, but they certainly don't miss those paychecks. And they certainly don't miss demanding them. We got a guy in Ben Simmons that hasn't played the game this year, and he's filed a grievance to get his money back. I mean, you just can't make this stuff up.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Let's talk about the Nets and the Celtics. Who do you like in this series?
I'm nervous about it for the Brooklyn Nets because I don't know if they have the depth, but I think the greatness of KD and Kyrie could pull this series out in a game seven, but they could easily lose it. The reason I'm going with favoring the Nets for the series is because of the injury suffered by Celtics center Robert Williams, III. Because he's injured and he's not expected to play at least the first few games of this series, I think that could put the Boston Celtics behind the eight ball to some degree. He's your interior defender. He's the one that neutralizes everything in the paint for you. And the fact that he's not there to do that for you against this Brooklyn Nets team has me a bit concerned. That's why I've got the Brooklyn Nets favored. But they could easily lose to the Celtics because Jason Tatum is special. So is Jaylen Brown. And the way Udoka has this team playing defense collectively, that's why he's a Coach of the Year candidate.
Do you think, Stephen, that this Nets team has been made in some ways more interesting by everything they've gone through this season, the injuries, the Harden, the Kyrie offer, vaccine purposes? Do you think that there's now sort of more of a compelling storyline heading into these playoffs?
Well, I definitely think the storyline is compelling, but it damn sure ain't flattering. I mean, when you consider the fact that one of your stars coaxed everybody into coming to Brooklyn – and then decided that he was going to sit out and was willing to sit out most of the season, in order to make sure that he didn't have to take the vaccine. That's very troubling, to say the least. KB and all of these guys are going to support this decision. You know, they can't tell you what to put into your body, and we understand that. You know, consult your medical experts and all of that other stuff and reach that conclusion. We get it. We understand it. The flip side to it, however, for this is, you know, for me is this. You know you are on a championship roster. You know what it means to be on the Brooklyn Nets with KD and what have you. And you were willing to let him go out there for 60-plus games without your services when you're the one that coaxed everybody to come into Brooklyn. Clearly, you're not the kind of person I could necessarily say I want to go to war with. Yeah, you don't mind going to war as long as the conditions are ideal for you. And that's how I view Kyrie. So God bless him that he knew that the mayor was going to lift the mandate, that this is something that he knew months in advance in all likelihood because of Mayor Eric Adams' connection with the borough of Brooklyn and stuff like that. But in the end, it's a damn shame that he was willing to leave KD hanging out there like that for 60-plus games. That's how I view it. That's how I view this since day one, and I damn sure ain't changing my mind on it now.
Stephen A., have a great weekend. We always enjoy having you on. Thanks so much.
All right, guys, take care.
You be well. All right, here's Martin Luther King on Jackie Robinson. He said, Jackie Robinson made my success possible. Without him, I would never have been able to do what I did. So what Peter said definitely resonates. We'll be back. We'll take some phone calls. Have ENN after that. It's Kay LaGreca-Rosenberg and you on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael Kay Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York. The ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.